It's been more than a year since an Israeli-planned attack in which pages owned by members of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah exploded simultaneously. The operation killing 39 and injuring more than 3,400 people, including children and other civilians. Hailed by Israel as an intelligence triumph, but condemned by United Nations-appointed human rights experts.
Broad global consensus amongst international lawyers is that these pager attacks were prohibited, indiscriminate attacks under international humanitarian law.
Now, an event planned in Melbourne will celebrate what organisers call Israel's ingenuity. This flyer shared online, promoting the free event to children, promising a Nerf gun battle and martial arts training.
We have a little bit of fun and we tell them the story about a heroic operation that they may or may not know about.
The Lions of Zion, unapologetic for hosting the event. The group formed around a year after the October 7 attacks in 2023 to stand against what it says is the ongoing harassment of the Jewish community and inaction to address it.
I think that it's past time that Jewish people had to apologise for existing and defending themselves.
Members of Australia's Lebanese community we spoke to reacting with shock.
The fact that it's even being celebrated is disgraceful. But more to the point, what relevance does it have to Australia?
Progressive organisation, the Jewish Council of Australia, describing the Lions of Zion as a fringe far-right group.
The images associated with the event that I've seen, with these sort of cartoons of guns, pitching it as this family-friendly event, I think that that's really concerning because it means that they're bringing children into their ideology.
We always call for cohesion and social cohesion and tolerance of each other. This is promoting the other and not the combined effect of what it has on the Lebanese that were suffering from this atrocity.
SBS also approached Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke for comment. His office directed questions to Victoria Police, which says it's aware of the event and will continue to monitor for any safety risks.
A number of other Jewish community groups have distanced themselves from the organisation, declining to comment for this story. The Lions of Zion tell me despite those calls for the event to be cancelled, it's still scheduled to go ahead. Tyson Hughesy, SBS World News.